Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
We play an intro right after an intro. That's how we go. That's how we roll around here. We play the main intro, and then I play that.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Anyway, we're here. We're queer. Man, how sick do I sound? I've been sick now. Ah, oh, Jesus, 6 weeks, just repeatedly sick. But that doesn't stop me. The big man's going on tour. Let me read you out some dates here. Sexy jazz music in the background. Hopefully by the time you hear this, you can go to colingettis.com and all of these tickets are in the one place. My tour show GOAT, Jettis on another tour. Hopefully people see that and don't read the small print and go, what a cunt. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I want. I want other comedians to be like, what is this prick doing? But anyway, we're going on another tour. If you go to colingettis.com, It kicks off in September at Vicar Street, by Christ. That was the first gig in the tour last year also. So, I mean, the first gig is Saturday the 7th at Vicar Street. The next gig, Friday the 13th in Enniskillen. Is that bad luck? I don't know. I'll not read all these out, but they just keep ticking right through to February. Enniskillen, Newton Abbey, Oma, Newcastle, County Down, Marfelt, Newry, Derry, Portaferry, Cookstown, Coleraine, Belfast, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Manchester, Liverpool. I'm doing all the hotspots, and if you go to colingettis.com, you can get tickets for any of those. The big Belfast shows, the waterfront, might be adding another one. Vicar Street there, that's a big one to kick it off on, isn't it? A lot of pressure. But anyway, fuck it, we've got a vlog from last year, we'll post it, let people see it. And that's it, the GOAT Tour. Jettis on another tour. Get it up yet. Now, cheers. Now, and also patreon.com/generalbatterpodcast for more. Now we've got the promo out of the way. Listen, I know the world is in a bad place right now. And, oh God, Islamic State attacks in Russia. Russia are still, you know, bombing the shit out of Ukraine. You know, Israel have a grip on Palestine. They're, you know, blasting it to pieces. I don't know what the end game is at the end of all this, you know. The world is a horrible place right now. which makes us look back in time to a simpler time, like when John Cena went to Carrick. Someone sent me this, and it, you know, like, we could get into the weeds with, you could let all the, you know, the politics and the wars of the world bring us down. But, you know, if this podcast provides anything, it's light entertainment. And there's nothing lighter than John Cena visits Belfast. I can't believe I've done podcasts for about 12 years and still haven't come across this. This is a goddamn miracle. I'll play this anyway. It says John Cena visits Belfast. He's mainly in Carrick. But let's find, let's see.
Yo, what's up, WWE? It's the King of Men.
First of all, he doesn't talk like that anymore. You know, he's not walking on naked at the Oscars going, what's up, Oscars? It's fucking John Cena. Looks like every guy getting out of MacGyver there.
Hats and throwbacks. Be here in Belfast on the knocker. You look down.
On the knocker? I mean, that's like...
green right there.
I haven't even heard that in years. That used to be... you know what that was for us? When one of the boys got their driving test. You know, in the Newton Abbey area, we'll go up and knock and just stand there and go, someday this will all be mine. That's what they used to do. They used to drive up there. There used to be a lot of crashes up there, I remember. It seemed to just be like, I will, you know, we'll get a driving test, get some girls in the back and drive up the knocker and invariably hit a hedge. But it was a cool spot anyway. John Cena in the knocker, shout out.
That reminds me of West Newbury. That's like my hood. That's Crazy Street over there. Right now, it's instead of Mesh.
That's Crazy Street? Or is it Green Island?
here. It's more like ski mask weather. It's a little breezy over here.
Beautiful country.
It is.
You cold?
No. I'm so taken back by the countryside.
Also, there's a lot of crossover here because, can you hear this through the headphones?
Yeah.
That music would not be played anywhere in that vicinity. You know, you would not be in Carrickfergus with that sort of shit in the background.
Oh, no, I'm so taken back by the countryside.
The trad hop. Carrick Castle.
Behind me is the great Carrickfergus Castle. As you can see, it's not so great because it's getting worked on a little bit.
There is something great about fresh eyes. You know, when you go somewhere, you know, when you see like, I talked about this before, but I was driving into Dublin and a sort of executive looking minibus pulled up outside this wee hotel and a load of they looked American. They reeked of Americans, like, you know, fucking, they always dress like it's going to be pissing down. So they've got like the windbreaker on, the hat and everything. Guy gets straight out of the taxi and like was like, wow. And like, it was just the side of the street in Dublin. He like took a photo of the building, but that's fresh eyes. You know, I've been there. I've been Carrick Castle. Dump. You know what I mean? Fucking dump. The whole of Carrick. My dad lives Carrick. The whole front of it is just, you know, that's the best bit too. You drive down, you know, that shore, like beside the sea. You're like, wow. And Carrick's weird now. They've just got like old, like fucking war machines parked up there. You know, there's a fucking tank and everything. It's quite ominous. If you're not from there, you might pull up and be like, wow, what is this gorgeous seaside town? Look at this castle. This is picturesque.
The password is Vidalia. Yeah, I can sit at home. We're going to try another door. We finally found it. This is the front door. I had to grease the bouncer like an Abraham Lincoln or a few pounds here and there. We skipped the VIP line. We going right in the party like the players do. You know what I'm saying?
Do you watch wrestling?
I used to.
What is that voice he's doing there? What's up? It's fucking John Cena over here.
That was his character. It's Thuganomics.
Thuganomics? Fucking Tardonomics?
Damn, AC is blasting in here. It's quite a big spear you've got there. That's in a man-to-man way. That's not like a, you know. All right. This is a crazy place. I guess they told me this place has been around since like 11, 12. It's like a long time. It's gotta be where you take care of your business. They probably didn't have porcelain back then, you know, just an old school hole in the ground or something in it. I'm congested, but I can still smell, you know, and they got the grass growing here. So it was obviously some urination going on up in there.
Obviously some urination going on in here.
It's like the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. They got crazy defense up in here. You couldn't even make it in this. It's a castle. They got the defense. They got the brick walls. Stuff ain't going down. That's ancient Irish construction. That's an Irish type. This ain't a boat. It ain't gonna sink. The English are coming. They're kicking us out of the club, man. I don't know. I guess we got too rowdy in there.
Look. This reeks of... there's absolutely fuck all to see there. And they're just walking around being like, John, just keep the balloon off the ground. Yo, what the fuck is this toilet over? By the way, I know that was like an old sort of medieval way to shite, but it would be quite the luxury nowadays if you had a house big enough where you're like, yeah, we just have like a long drop thing where we didn't even plumb it. There's a hole going through here and I just shite straight down into like another hole. Perfect.
Obviously, we're here at the Dobbins Inn Hotel. You know how players do.
Yeah, you know where Dobbins Inn is. That still there?
Yeah.
Dobbins and Carrick?
Yeah, I think so.
Yo, you know, we're at the Dobbins Inn Hotel. We're here on a Tuesday night. Normally on a Friday night, someone's fucking divorced auntie's gonna fuck you anyway, you know. She's full of WKD. She's gonna give you a handy at the bar when you're ordering a fucking snake bite or something. Some bullshit old drink. You're ordering a fucking cider of blackcurrant.
Player's been doing it inside for like 600 years. This place is almost as old as a castle. Fit Finley hangs out here all the time. Says he's gonna introduce me to the Irish customer Guinness, whatever that is. I'm gonna go in and check it out, see what's up.
Hey John, you've seen all the sights.
We've been around.
Now you're gonna taste.
Taste.
Guinness.
This is Guinness. I've heard a lot about this.
Is Finn Finley a wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful, actually.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Goes for the sip of the Guinness. Go ahead, Cena.
You don't like it?
Excuse me. Hey, maybe can I get a chocolate milk? Thank you.
You're a wuss.
That stuff's great. It's great.
He's in an Irish bar. He's ordered chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
And he's got a pint of Guinness side here.
That's whomever. This is what real men drink. This isn't a dirty glass, by the way.
Incredible.
That was great. I got to go and see the town.
For the audio folks there, he was like, we're going to try this Guinness. Pretty cool vintage glass there. Take one of them. And then I don't know what would be worse, you know, like taking someone to Carrick Fergus for like a Guinness or just ordering a chocolate milk anywhere in Ireland. Cause it'd be like, well, I'll see what I can do here. Try and knock you up a fucking chocolate milk. I might not be drinking the Guinness, but I will be getting the shits indefinitely.
Because of the wonderful people on the media crew.
Old Transact
Bus. Around by Fit Finley. We got to do a lot of cool stuff. Check out some castles. Check out some really old bars. It was really cool. I got to hang out with the kids in Belfast, right in the center of town. That was the coolest thing. Just talking with the kids and everything. Just seeing how they...
All right, less of the kid action, Joe.
Because you know how the cultures are different. Just like that. You have just had your first Thugonomics class and you passed. Ben, you all right with me? Cool.
You just had your first Thugonomics class with me, John Cena, here in Belfast. No one knows who he is. I wonder what time that, you know, Aaron would probably know better the timing of that. Where he'd be like, oh, it was probably like 2 years. Maybe if he's like a bigger superstar, they couldn't get him to do like bits of content like that. And he's walking around Belfast. Yo, what's up? Everyone hates Belfast, though. You know, Kevin Hart was here. You know. Usually, like, swerves the question. Also, you're filming in Belfast. How'd that go? The movie's good. It's out soon. I remember, was it Jon Snow? You know, he was interviewed on something. And they were like, oh, you shot in Belfast for, you know, the best part of 8 years or something. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm probably going to kill myself soon. I fucking hate it. Shithole. But then, I don't know, maybe that's the difference of having to be there. You know, I don't know, but yeah, I don't know who would find that interesting. There's nothing to show. We get tourists at Lavery's and they're like, what have you been up to? And they're like, I don't know, just came here, came to the comedy, you know, went to a couple of markets or whatever. That was about the height of it. And you're like, oh, sweet. Enjoy yourself anyway. But there you go. John Cena in Carrick Fergus. Wonder, does he ever think about that still?
Never.
You know, does he sit there like after the Oscars being like, yo, you remember I went to Carrick Fergus that time? They had a fucking McDonald's and a KFC in close proximity. Goddamn, that was cool. Got a leisure center. Anyway, just a bit of fun to start it off there. I was talking about Lavery's. Lavery's was one of the best of all time last week. Thanks to anyone who went. We're recording a week ahead of time, so I can't remember what date that was. Was it 21st? 2021st. We had Mike Rice, Emma Doran, fucking all the boys. Who was there? Let me open that. Sean McLeavy, Colin Geddes, whoever he is. Paddy McGahey. I don't know what happens with Lavery's, but it just so happened that, I don't know, the crowd was amazing. Every single act fucking smashed it to bits. And of course, it was the one night where we didn't record sound in the video where we would have had a multitude of clips. Perfect, perfect crowd work scenario. Spoke to one guy, I was like, what do you do? He says, I'm an EMT, you know, like a medic on an ambulance. And I was like, oh, and you're out in the piss on a fucking Thursday. You're going to be in working tomorrow, just doing fucking 95 mile an hour in an ambulance. And then I was like, is this your partner here? Yes. we're engaged or something. I was like, sweet, what do you do with yourself? I'm a trainee solicitor. I'm like, sweet, what sort of area do you work in? Medical negligence. And I was like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was like, well, you'll need that working with fucking Pished and the Furious over here. Driving a fucking ambulance tomorrow morning, hammered. It was great times, but Mike Rice was over from London, and, you know, he's from Kilkenny originally. And I was like, where are you staying at? And he goes, oh, lad, I got some cheap Airbnb. And then he looked at his phone and he goes, it's in Crimea Street, off the Shankill. Like. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm absolutely blown away that anyone has an Airbnb there. You know, unless you're like, hi, I'm a historian and I'm, you know, writing something. Can I stay here? And just out of curiosity, I was like, I'll drop you back after the gig. And we went back after the gig and I was like, Mike, do not, with your accent, if anyone rings you, hang up, tell them your fucking phone number. If anyone hears your accent through a wall, you're going to get burnt out. So, you know, we offered him, we have a bit of a deal with Benedict's Hotel across from Lavery, so we got him Benedict's for the second night. And this is the thing you forget about comedians, you know, these guys are traveling, staying on couches, staying in fucking, you know, safe houses on the Shankill. They're staying in all sorts of weird places. You give them even a Benedict's. The guy couldn't believe it. He's like, oh lad, like, I want for nothing in fucking Benedict's. I'm the king of Benedict's. I went in there fucking he goes, they made a fucking elephant out of the towels. And I was like, oh yeah. And he goes, I swear to God, lad, the towels were shaped like an elephant. I don't even want to use them. Don't want to ruin it. So it was good times. But I also had, tell you what I had a couple of work in progresses there, because I've got a few of the overkill tour shows happening down south. And at the same time, working on the show for the one coming up in September. And that's, let me tell you something, guys, that's some professional shit. You know, people are doing their 10 minutes, running it into the floor for 6 years, not me. I got that next star going in the midst of the current star. Jesus Christ, am I Ralphie May? Weird reference. But you do hear all those stories about American comedians. Like, they'll be like, oh, this guy came in, did like two shows a night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, did different R every time. That's where I want to be. R's hanging out of my ass. But I went to Strabane, to the Boiler Room. Shout out the Boiler Room. Great little room to... And also apologies to Strabane, because every time Ronan Boyle asks me to do it, it's always at this time of year where I'm like, right, I did my work in progresses for last year's show in the Boiler Room. And then he's asked me back and I'm like, I'm kind of at the same stage again. I've got like half an hour of new shit, which is pretty rough, but is that okay? And he's like, yep. But I went down there and obviously I'm going to get very serious now with my voice. Have I got the monster voice?
Getting very serious. You hear that?
Through that, yeah.
Getting very serious with the boxing.
And obviously I'm fighting Ronan Boyle, so he's hosting the show. And we went down there. And things were different. You know, we're fucking, you know, you'd say something funny where, you know, normally the other person would laugh, but it was kind of like, huh? you know, sizing each other up. His own wife was there. She was like, oh, I thought you and Ronan would be a fun fight. And then I've seen you train and all, and now I'm a wee bit scared. And I was like, you fucking should be. I was like,
you fucking should be. You should be scared. Huh?
And then I totally forgot. Ronan Boyle's 47. 10 years older than me. But I'm going to dance rings around him. I don't care if he's had fights or he can't fight or whatever. I'm going to be like, you know, I'll be like, I'm Jake Paul. That's what I'm Jake Paul versus Tyson. That's what's happening on a much lower level. On a domestic level, it's I'm Jake Paul versus Tyson. I'm the young guy. I don't have the experience, but I got the hand, you know? And he's going to be coming in there with all his experience. And I'll be like, well, we'll see how long it lasts. let you burn yourself out after 30 seconds. I mean, the guy was on the piss smoking weed and vapes, you know, so I was like, you get it into you. Get it into you. He's like, I'm starting training next week. And I was like, I bet you are. Bet you are. Too little too late. I've been training since November. And only finally now I can get through a session without, you know, having hemorrhoids. But, you know, it's all good. But there is a bit, you know, when you see somebody, there's talk of it. And obviously I've gigged with it, Ronan loads, but it is different. It is different. You walk up there and you're like, I have to fight this motherfucker.
It is different. It is different this time.
Staring in his eyes. We did a square off. Which again, he was like, oh, we'll do like a face off for, and we'll get a photo for Instagram or whatever. And we did it in like the smallest little back room of a thing where I was like, there's nowhere for us to go here at all. We're just fucking staring. And then I actually seen the fucking the photo. Wonder if I got it here. I can hear send it to you. He's got a big head. I thought Aaron had a big head. But then we squared off and I was like, man, your head's fucking huge, bro. You're gonna have to keep them hands up. I hit that head from any angle. That big fucking fat loaf. you know? That's it. I'm gonna slowly start introducing a bit of slobbering. Where's that photo? I wonder, can I send it to you?
I got it.
You got it? Someone, he posted that, right? And then someone immediately took it and put all graphics on it. Like it was, how big's his head there? Big head, isn't it? I got that Tyson Fury going on. I got that small head. I've got a small head and a massive penis. Tiny head, massive cock. I greased my whole head up. Just stay behind there, you know? No, it'll be fun. It'll be fun as well. But anyway, the gigs were fucking unreal. But it's that boiler room fucking, it's a cruel mistress because you go down there and you hit them with all your new stuff and they fucking piss themselves laughing and you're like, thanks very much. And they're like, yeah. And I don't know if that's a fair representation of how good the actual material is because I don't know, it was rough as all fuck when I did it in Lavery's. And then I do it in there and I'm like, oh sure, why bother doing any more? Let's record a special in here tomorrow. It's this stuff is sharp. But I tell you, sometimes I don't like doing two shows in a row, but we did two shows in the boiler room. And the first one was me just kind of remembering what to say. And then the second one, I was flowing through it a lot better. And even some of the ones in there were saying like, oh, it's mad how you could like, you know, punch those jokes up in between shows nearly. And I was like, well, I didn't really just, I was just comfortable enough the second time that I could remember what the fuck I was saying. But it was great times. Then me and Aaron had a fucking McDonald's in the car, like two fat sluts. I had to say to Aaron the other day, I was like, bro, you wait no seconds to eat. the guy fucking, like, we literally got a McDonald's. I was starving. Two shows, didn't get dinner. Go to McDonald's and fucking get the drive-thru, drive around, park the car up. I have the bag on my lap. And I went, there's your quarter pounder. There's my straw. And there's the thing, I'll put the bag in the back and I'll open this up. I look over, he's like crunching up. He's like done with the box. And I was like, bro, like, it's not like, you know, you have to eat a bag of weed because the police are coming here. I was like, you can, just calm down. He just, with no breaks whatsoever, like it was an eating competition. There you go, thanks, open. It was like, in, nearly bit it before he picked it up. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm starving to death over here. But anyway, of course, that was post Aaron coming back from Canada. So he was very tired, poor boy. And then we got him home. And sure enough, next day he's sick, I'm sick. This is what we do for you people for comedy. Go into packed rooms full of fucking sickness and just gobble it all up. But yeah, you can hear it in my voice. Yeah, there's actually no discernible difference between this.
The monster voice.
And my actual voice. What else we got here?
Large robot.
Okay.
Television.
Small robot.
Hello.
Amazing. It's amazing. And that's what you pay the extra £200 for on a Rodecaster too. Megaphone.
Hello, motherfucker. Oh, that's great. Did you like that one? I'm going to do the rest of the podcast like this. people will be fucking pulling their car over. Like, what the fuck is going on here? He's playing a fucking video with John Cena, and now he's talking like he's on a megaphone over a prison yard. Stop the fighting. Could all of the Aryan Brotherhood return to their cells, please? For fuck's sake. I quite like this. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the Strokes. Lesnar! I don't really have my singing voice on right now. I'll tell you what I watched last night. Is Roadhouse. I love this noise. It's so fun. Terrible for a podcast.
I watched Roadhouse last night. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Now, what a pile of shit. What a fucking pile of shit. And it blows me away because the amount of things that me and Maureen watch together, and if I suggest that, she'd be like, I'm not feeling this. This is terrible. We're watching it. I know it's shit. She knows it's shit. But she's like, but it's fun. And I'm like, well, there's plenty of fun shit like we could watch. But we sat through it. Just a pile of shit. Pile of shit. Truth bomb. Hot take. Pile of shit. Have you seen the original?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Great.
Let me watch the trailer to the original Roadhouse. Because I was wondering, like, is the original like that? Like a bit sort of wacky? There's Roadhouse. There's the official trailer for Roadhouse. Let me get a vibe of this now. Who's in this, Swayze?
Buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is...
Dalton.
I thought you'd be... bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
No.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're going to go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
He is that absolute pace. He's the girl in that.
Need to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
The worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
Aren't you guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
This is my town. I'm not afraid of him.
So it's, yeah, they kind of stuck to it, pretty much. You know, the Gyllenhaal character is the moody bouncer that gets a job in the Roadhouse. But yeah, I mean, the fucking dialogue and everything in that movie is just like fucking hectic. And one of my favorite things in movies is the movie bad guy. You know, where they're like, I've walked up here with a goddamn cut off denim jacket, so you better start shitting your pants real quick, because I don't know if you can tell, but I'm hard as fuck. I'm a bad boy. I come up here with sunglasses and a cut off t-shirt. Everybody do what I say right now. Always nerds. Like, you know, when anyone that was like a bit of a bad boy when I was, you know, in school or whatever, have you seen some of these like Hollywood bad kids? Like, well, what have we got here? You know, you just be like, shut up. You know, instead it was like boys in like gray tracksuits with bricks. You know, that's what they should have in movies when they got teenagers that are bad. Bunch of boys in gray Adidas tracksuits with balaclavas and bricks. And you're like, okay, guess you didn't call ahead to see who wasn't wearing the gray tracksuit in the Air Max 90s, you know, fucking stabbing each other. But, yeah, I watched that. It was fun. McGregor was like probably the most exciting bit about it.
Oh. Thought he was the worst thing about it?
You thought he was the worst thing about it? Well, I mean, I thought it was pretty like, you know, what would be the word? Like
cheesy.
Cheesy, but then Gyllenhaal's very dead behind the eyes. You know what I mean? Like that's you've went from Patrick Swayze,
yeah,
to fucking Gyllenhaal, and he's very like, you know, sort of deadpan. I thought McGregor injected a bit of excitement into it, even though he's just like, you know, have you ever acted? Or you know what I mean? Like, you know, like just act, do a bit of acting. He's like, yeah.
Hello there, fucking, fucking sandwiches. Yeah. Fucking love sandwiches, man. Where the fuck is everybody?
It wasn't even like McGregor's voice. It was like me doing a bad impression of McGregor, you know? Like fucking, what did he, there's a couple of real cheeser lines in it. Like,
I haven't gone clubbing in a while.
Yeah.
I've gone clubbing in a while. That's a nice jacket. Get the fucking jacket, you cunt.
He literally didn't even sound like himself. It's fucking. Some bad bits of acting when he walks up and the guy says something to him like, who the fuck are you, dude? And he just goes like, shush. Do you know
what I mean? Shush. Shush about. And fucking
just walking about the place. But it is interesting to see fight scenes with an actual fighter, because they even have to like, you'd think like, oh, this guy, you know, is a great fighter, moves great, but they have to like dumb it down for the action sequences. So he's like, and again, I hate to go all Joe Rogan on it. There's a bit where they fight at the end and Jake takes his back and this is what they always do. See, instead of doing like the proper, you know, like locked in rear naked like this, he does that thing where he's kind of like, what way do they do it? They always fuck it up in movies where they grab their own arm. So he's like, oh, I'm choking you. Like this. And you're like, bro, there's bound to, I mean, you're literally acting with a fight expert, more or less. You know what I mean? Surely he'd be like, I just tuck it in there and make it look like it's a real choke. Instead, he's like, oh, I'm choking you. Oh, oh. But it is fun to watch, though. You know, I think it's probably why people like those Fast and Furious things, you know, and Vin Diesel's like, guess we got to take the ramp. And he just, you know, the car also can fly, you know, the physics don't apply. Some bits in that movie, you're like, you know, like he gets stabbed and then he's just like, oh, Jesus, I'll go to the car here. Bro, the blood, like it would just be lashing out of you if you got stabbed in the side after a fight. Look here. Welcome back to Colin Picks Holes in Fantasy Action Movie. Just mad. But you know, I'd love to see a real action movie, you know, like the bit where McGregor gets knocked off the boat and he grabs onto like a rope and the boat takes off and he grabs it and just, he's under the water like being pulled by the boat. Like that wouldn't pull the fucking skin off your hand like a sock, you know, just like,
oh, me fucking hands, man. You're not fucking right, man. So am I. What? You're a fucking mentally ill lad, like I am.
Fighting in a silk shirt at all times. Aquaman is fun. Come on now. You hear it?
Yeah.
You make it the whole way through?
Yeah.
You did? I don't know. I suppose it was a bit of a, you know, it's something to do. You know, he's doing all the interviews. People just constantly accusing him of being on coke. I mean, someone wrote in a comment, like, Conor McGregor's like a different person every time you see him. And then he's in an interview on a red carpet. He's holding his daughter and he's like, you see, nobody really knows the real Conor. And you're like, maybe that's it. Maybe he's just like, this is all chaos and cocaine. I think he really is on coke, though.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Don't know, there was one interview on a red carpet and he came up and he was like fixing his hair and he's like, yeah, go ahead. And it genuinely looked to me like he'd just been like training. That's what it looked like to me.
Mm.
Like there's no way you've got like red up your face from sparring or something and your hair's still wet and they just threw a suit on and went to like a premiere. That's what it looked like to me. There's no way you'd be doing an interview on a red carpet just like absolutely flustered and your hair soaking like. I mean, the guy is a fighter. You know, I'm sure he probably was just training. But then there are other times you're like, okay, maybe he is definitely on coke.
There's people say it's a neurological thing that he has.
Okay.
Do like the tics and stuff.
Yeah.
People say that's what it's not a drug thing. It's a neurological thing from being smacked in the head so much.
Okay. He's also like, you know, a lot of times he'd be like, you know, quite a muscular athlete in a tailored suit. And he's like, yep. Yeah. What are you saying? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Definitely, definitely high energy. That coke energy. I don't know. Just have a fight, man. Just get back fighting. You know, there's all that. You see all those people talking, like, listen. Like Dana White actually recently was like, you know, Conor's like this big star and he's paid and flashy and fucking blah, blah, blah. But they were like, what people really like is that he did just fight anybody they put in front of him, no matter what fucking weight or whatever they were. And yeah, you're kind of like, either be doing that or don't be doing that is what I would say. Because I would absolutely watch more fights.
Oh, yeah.
But would you want to be, you know, in that position if you were loaded? Hang on, it's half 12 here. And we're back. We're back after a brief
up the raw
production break. Oh, God. You can't get anything done around here without being interrupted. Anyway, what were we talking about, McGregor? Oh, yeah. One of the funnest things I seen during the week there was Mike Rice, who I was talking about earlier, who was on at the Avery's. He put up a clip about growing up Catholic from his special, and Conor McGregor posted under it, and it said, retarded and inbred, which is great. Great interaction. You know, you'd rather that than him go like, man, love this. Love this. You want him to see it and be angered. But fair play to him. He's still got control of his own phone. You know, as famous as he is, he's still on the rails at night like everyone else, just going fucking retarded and inbred. Probably not far off the truth, you know, for Mike Rice, but, you know, he's a good lad. Anyway, the place is fucked. You know, I talk about it every week, but the state of my Twitter these days, some of the things, were these things going on in war-torn areas unfilmed for years?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and now we're just seeing them. Bro, I went on the Twitter there, and they basically were like, here's a mercenary soldier that has decided to fight for Ukraine. And he was like injured on the battlefield, and he was like lying up against a tree with his leg fucking covered in blood, and it was like a bird's eye view of it. And I you start watching something and you're just like, okay, what's this? And then your brain takes a couple of seconds to realize what's happening, and you go, oh, they're flying over him with a drone. They're like, oh, they're floating over this guy with a drone, just like watching him bleed to death on the battlefield. And I was like, oh my god, that's crazy that they can just fly a drone over there. And then something just clicks and falls, and a grenade just blows up beside this guy. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Give me a heads up with that sort of shit. Guy's just fucking sitting there 1 minute like, oh, Jesus, my leg. And then what's that noise? It is crazy to think, like, you know, people are dropping out of South by Southwest. And they're like, oh, these big weapons companies, you know, Raytheon or something is behind this, or... You know, we don't like that this is funded by these big companies that are making fucking nuclear warheads and selling arms to different countries and all. And then on the ground, motherfuckers getting wiped out by a 200-pound DJI. I didn't know that was what we're going to have to be looking out for, you know? You know, oh, never mind the air siren. Oh, there's going to be planes flying across here bombing. Nah. That's the next thing you're going to have to look out for. You know, all those people that you would screen in like an airport, you know, like, oh, this guy looks like a terrorist. Pull him over to the side, search his bag. You see those same motherfuckers going into like a wax photography or a Jessup's and going like, I'd like to buy 3 DJI Mavics. And like, what's this for? Commercial work? Yes. Kind of. You're like, okay, so what sort of stuff are you shooting? Like landscapes? Yeah. You doing weddings? We might shoot a wedding, film a wedding. That's what you're going to have to look out for now. You know, you own a drone fucking business and you're like, oh, I've got fucking bunch of lads in here from, you know, Islamic State. What's that? It must be like a wedding venue. They're looking in to do a load of drone training. These boys just, that's warfare now. Guy with a fucking VR headset on. Oh, Christ, I've only 2 bars of battery on the Mavic Pro. They just clicks a bomb off it. People will be getting recruited. You know, anyone that's a good drone cameraman, I know a couple. People will be in their DMs like, do you like living near the Mourns or do you want to live in Syria for a bit? Or what? This is the crack. But it's insane. And then they had that attack there in Russia.
With Friday's attack on a concert venue just outside Moscow.
Again, these motherfuckers ruining events. Turn out, how many of those concert thing, you know, the fucking, that initial, even though, you know, you get into the weeds with that, the thing that kicked off the Israel-Gaza thing, you know, people would argue, you know, there was maybe decades before that that sort of sent them in that direction. However, you know, that was like an outdoor festival. There was the Manchester one. There was the Bataclan. There was all these fucking attacks in concert venues. It's ruining the crack. Ruining the crack.
Authorities now say at least 137 people died after 4 gunmen fired at concert goers before setting the building on fire. Well, today was declared a national day of mourning for the victims. The Islamic State group has released graphic footage which appears to back up its claim of responsibility. But Vladimir Putin has suggested Ukraine was involved. Here's our Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg.
In Moscow, wherever you looked, wherever you turned, you could see. This was a country in mourning and in shock. Across Russia, flags flew at half-mast for the victims of the concert hall massacre. And at the scene of Friday's attack, Crocus City Hall, the queues grew longer and longer. The National Day of Mourning experienced most acutely here. There was an...
Anyway. A lot of fucking bleakness there. But yeah, I mean, did you see that footage of them just running about shooting people? Jesus Christ, bro. And let me tell you something, Putin doesn't fuck about. You know, there won't be a Muslim left in the country. He'd be like, that is it. I've had enough. Get out. You know? And then, of course, what did he say? Ukraine were involved?
Did he say that? I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently they had, like, escape routes, you know, planned. Like, it was coordinated to be like, you go do that, come back here. We'll let you pass through or whatever. But you'll never get this, you know. Putin got hold of them, you know, shoving electronic rods up their pisser, you know, really torturing them. You know, I was talking about this last night. Is there something? I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. There, am I going to say admirable? I don't know. The Putin thing, where you're just like that old school. Like, do you know what I mean? Is that mental to say that out loud?
No.
You know, he's, you know, they're like at the bottom of it all, there probably is some sort of values where he's like, I don't know. I'm not clever enough to try and explain what I'm thinking, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like there was I saw footage of him. There was a guy that he was in the KGB with and the guy turned 90 and he turned up at his house. And the guy was like, oh, for fuck's sake. He couldn't believe he was there. 2 kisses on the cheek, had dinner with him and all. He went there. He was going to do a toast and they're all going to stand up and Putin was like, nah, sit down. You know, maybe he's like, maybe he's just like, you're loyal to me. You don't fuck with me for a long time. I will buy you a watch when you're 90. I don't know what I'm trying. I know he fucking throws gays off buildings and fucking smashes countries to pieces, but I don't know when you see. I don't know. But I was in the midst of I was out the other day and the place I was in, there must have been like a little function room and they had, I don't know whether it was like a, you know, Free Palestine meeting with a load of activists turning up there. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says normalize normal activists, because this looked like any other group of people who, you know, were just looking to be in a group. Do you know what I mean? If you looked at the crowd that turned up here and looked at the crowd that turned up at like a Comic-Con, same. Same people. A lot of, you know, androgynous purple hair. Yeah, they'd fucking... One person had just all the flags. I was like, bro, make up your fucking mind. You know, like, you got the Free Palestine, absolutely. You got the Pride flag, absolutely. And then you got some, like, old Soviet flag. And you're like, okay. Okay. Do you want that? You know, if they went full circle where they're like, do you know what I mean? Bring back socialism. Is that how far they've went?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, they've went the loop. Got my Pride flag, got my old Soviet flag. Good luck. Good luck making those two worlds fucking clash in the middle. Jesus Christ. And then Maureen goes, I might have had the best overheard of all time. She goes, I walked past the guy and he went, all she heard the guy say was, sure, we might as well before the far right do it. And I was like, bro, and I don't want to give away what this was, but you're like, the setting that you're having this meeting in does not match this energy. You know what I mean? You can't be like, do you know what I mean? You're like, get into the city center, you know, where there's a bit of fucking... Don't be out in the countryside being like, oh, better have our secret far left meetings up here. You know? Oh, that's what I want. I want a gay socialist society. with a dictator. We'll have a dictator, but it'd be nice. It'd be nice. We'll be throwing gays off the roof. What are you talking about? Free Palestine. Just, I don't know what was going on in there, but there was a lot of idealisms being thrown together that probably don't belong together. I don't know anything about politics, but I was just like, you know, I don't know if, you know, could you be walking around that old sort of Soviet Union with the Pride flag? Probably not. And once again, I don't know anything, but here, you know. But, you know, like any good organization, they do have the meeting and then, you know, they all just go for sausage rolls. Like, I mean, ISIS do the same thing. Islamic State, they probably did the same thing. Gonna go in here, gonna fucking shoot everybody. Anyone want the fucking scone? I don't know. Well, we better. I'd love to know what the start of that sentence was, you know? Do we get a couple of oat milk flat whites? Well, fuck, we better get them before the fucking far right does it, you know what I mean? Jesus Christ, bro. Anyway. Losing my goddamn mind over here. What else happened in the news, Dave? Diddy got this house raided. What are they looking to find? Just a load of boys and cupboards?
Probably, yeah. When he got on a flight to leave the country.
That doesn't look good.
No.
You know, what you want to do is you want to be like, standing in your Tony Soprano, you know, bathrobe going like, what the fuck's going on here? You don't be like, oh, Jesus, I'm away. He dances to the car. Bang boys for life. Am I right? Yeah, the leaving of the house thing. If I was falsely accused of something and someone turned up at my house, I'd be like, it's a fucking disgrace. Stand there, you fucking, I get my phone out and all, I see how you like it. See how you fucking like it, you bastards. I wouldn't just flee the country and be like, Jesus, I hope they don't find all that evidence that I have there. Anyway, that's par for you. Nobody can really handle par, can they? Let's see what this voice message is. Someone sent me this in. This is too funny. Listen and enjoy. Let's go.
Sorry, because it's too funny. My client, right, she's like an older woman. Well, she's about my mum's age. And she was saying she met this family when she was on holiday years ago. And she said, I always meet up with them now and then. She said, they live on the Wirral. She said, we went out for our tea the other night. She went, she says, they've got a son who's autistic. He's like really bad autism. And he's 20, about 20. And he's asked his mum if he could go to the shop on his own. And she was like, I didn't want to let him go, but I wanted to try and start letting him do things on his own. So she said, yeah. And he says, he went to the shop. And she went, he was a while, like. And then he came back and she went, and he had, like, loads of marks all over him. She went, she said she thought he'd been, like, attacked or something. And she said, what? She was going, what's happened to you and all this? And he was like, I'm not telling you because you won't let me keep it. And she was going, keep what? What are you talking about? And he was like, can I keep it? And she was going, keep what? In the end, she said, where have you put it? And he went, in the garage. she went in the garage. And she thought, obviously, it was a cat or something like that. He brought a he brought a dwarf home, like an actual human little person. Locked it in the garage. And the little dwarf been hit and I'm trying to get away.
Well, there you go. There you go. Glad I played that. I've heard that before. That's one of those fucking... That's on a par with, you know, we went on a stag do or went on a hen do and the stag do was the same place and we're in the red light district and, you know, the guard was like, oh, I just want to suck a dick through a wall and then there's a button that reveals it and it turns out she's like sucking off her own dad. That's one of those. That's one of those urban legend things. I've heard that story a couple of times. Although it is funny to think of someone's autistic child having the strength to scoop up a dwarf and keep him in the house. I mean, that's the reality, you know. Is there any little people listening to this? Maybe we could get an interview with you and be like, you know, if you are a bit smaller, maybe that is a risk that you can't just get picked up by anybody at any time. You know, that's the real... Every time you leave the house, you're like, man, someone might pick me up. Because I imagine there's a whole load of etiquette around little people. Like, you know, you can't take a knee and be like, you're right, big man. You can't do any of that. You ever see the video of Mike Tyson with your guy Hasbulla and he thinks he's a baby and he's like, oh, we coochie coochie. And the guy's like, bro, I'm fucking 30. Fuck off me. What are you doing? He goes the right way about it. Hasbulla. Anyone touches him, we dig to the fin. You know, he's the size of a child, but he is the strength of a man. So some people eat a punch off him and they're like, Jesus Christ, man. What the fuck? What a strange phenomenon he is. not with whatever disorder makes him small, but like, the guy's like probably one of the most famous people in the world. And he doesn't really say much. Just turns up, smacks people, leaves, and they're like, man, he's some crack. Goes to the Salt Bae's restaurant, you know. They give him the big fork. You know? What does he do? What does he do? Is he just the mates of some other fighters or something? I don't know what the fuck he does. But anyway, there you have it. Someone picking up dwarfs and stealing them. Jesus Christ. I mean, in the right scenario, you know, me and Aaron have talked about it, but you can't just pay a guy who is a little person to just come around with you on a stag day. Do you know? So it all depends whether you're just, you know, you're getting paid for it or not. But okay. Strange way to finish that podcast. There was another video where somebody, I'll actually, do you know what? I'll actually just play the audio of it because I'm not going to be able to show it anyway. Somebody was like, they were like, oh, this is some place, I think in East Belfast. They're like giving the Devonish a run for their money. Let me just see now. Let me see. God damn. Was that me or you?
I don't know.
That weird noise. Ballyhackamore Social Club giving the Devonish a run for its money. I'll describe this, you know, like I'm one of those blind interpreter people. So what's happening here, folks, is there's a fat, naked woman who has kept her tiny little high heels on, and she's Oh, there she, oh, she was rubbing guys' heads in her fanny. Now she's just sitting on a guy's head. There's someone viciously sucking her tits. I wonder is this one of these strippers you can hire where they're, you know, they've gone the other way where they're like, this is a, I don't want to slag, a horrific looking woman. And that's the, what makes it funny is the fact that she's like doing all the things a stripper would do, but she's 60 and not traditionally attractive, I will say that. But these boys are loving it, you know, these boys are sucking her tits and all. I wonder, can I download that and just send it to you, Dave, just to have? Download. I'll download it, sure. What a strange way to end a podcast with a video that you can't see and will never see on this podcast. But, you know, I don't know what's worse. What's worse, a room full of just fellas swinging dong all about the place, or someone's granny just rubbing her flaps on someone's head? Oh, neither of them great. You know, I wouldn't be into both. I wouldn't be into either, to be honest with you. Take it or leave it. But, you know, a few beers in you, you don't know what the fuck. You don't know what you'd be at. If you're feeling off the ronies and, you know, someone's Auntie Sheila wants to fucking give you the bane treatment. God, the smells. Can't even imagine. What a way to finish. Dave, I'm going to send you this clip just for your own amusement. Keep it on your phone. Folks, we're going to get out of here before I lose the rest of my voice. Cheers for listening. If you want to get on over to patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast, we're going to chat on here and answer all your questions and have a right laugh. Cheers for listening. Conguest.com for tour tickets and all that good stuff. And we'll see you out there. Got that tour coming up in the autumn. Got the rest of my Irish tour coming up in April, and there's a Bomb Squad tour as well. So if you want to get onto the Bomb Squad Instagram, you can get tickets for all those live gigs too. And that's it, my guys. Cheers for listening, and I'll see us on the flip side. Woodsy's coming in next week. We'll get Rory Woods be on the podcast next week, hopefully. Have a little chat.
See you later.
Take it. Nope.
Take it easy, guys. We're signing out from the General Banter podcast. Is that pilot vibes? You can hear that, yeah. If you look out the right hand, they don't say right hand side. What do they say? Starboard, aft. What do they say? Look at the right hand side of the plane. You'll see the engine is on fire. We will be making a swift return to Belfast in the airport. The weather there is pushing down as usual, and make sure to be careful when opening the Pringles, because they are highly pressurized, and you wouldn't want to take a sour cream and chive to the face. Anyway, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next week for more ill-informed opinions on world affairs, commenting on wars and stuff that I haven't read into at all, and we'll see you next week. I tell you what's happening
in my house this weekend. There's a rally happening in the local vicinity, and they've shut the roads down.
Class.
Yeah. I might make a vlog. Me just hanging over a hedge. But anyway, we'll catch up on that next week, guys.
Take it easy. Look after yourselves, you bastards. Goodbye.
Goodbye, but so fun. Oh, Jesus.
Patch up? Can you hear that?
No.
Hello? I can do the whole part. I sound like Hans Miller. Anytime someone... I've turned it up.
Anytime someone touches him, you know, he's like
motherfucker, I'm 30. They'd be like, oh.
Look at this cute wee boy. This cute wee boy here.
Get off me, bastard! I'm 50!
Anytime they see him. Oh, yes, lad, it's Hasbro. Get over here today, I fucking give you an old wedgie.
Fucking 35? I am 35, bastard. I will knock your bollocks in, inshallah. Please come at me, bro.
At the Salt Bay restaurant?
What do you mean the steak is 750 pounds, bastard? For fucking meat and salt? Suck my tiny dick. Right, see you next week.
Jesus Christ, that is nuts.
Hello.
Oh my God. Small robot. Oh, that's so funny. Sensor. Motherfucker. Bye.